All right. As Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, absent is Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 11 o'clock agenda item, and it is for fiscal year 2027 budget workshop. And so what I guess I anticipate that we're going to be doing, we're going to be talking back and forth to the clerks and the clerk's office and going through some of the details that we're trying to get a better grasp on where we're at and where we're going to be headed towards a draft and then a tentative budget. So with that, we have a couple updated worksheets that the clerk's office has been kind enough to provide. And where would we all like to start?
Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks, yeah, I think it'd be ideal to start perhaps with new positions in market.
Okay.
I mean, depending on how the two of you feel, but it might be best just to go line by line, or if you have individual things you'd like to call out, whatever helps us get closer to the suggested budget.
Okay, all right. Commissioner Brooks, you have a...
It's fine with me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's do that then. So we have the page up that's new positions in market version 5, 7.1.26. Correct?
Yes.
All right. So we're all on the same sheet of music. Okay. So is it okay if I have Marty come up?
Yeah, that's fine, Mr. Chairman. I mean, I'm
Marty, can you
part of
on
the...
up and I have some HR questions just as well get you up so your voice can be on the audio.
Part of the issue here, Mr. Chairman, is we have a lot of documents kind of spread all over the place. So
yes, we do, in fact. Trying to get to. So, clerk, for the window, can we switch to market comp adjustments? Okay. So, Marty, with that screen up, can we just go through those? How many, can you just start going through, how many of these have come and worked with HR to do market comparisons and been involved with HR through this process to bring these numbers before the board?
I think at this point, everyone, excluding the sheriff's office, has been, I mean, the sheriff's office gave me their plan for their requests, but I think everyone has been to see me to talk about it. But not like, I mean, some of them mainly when they were asked if they had already been, then they came back to me after the fact.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get a little bit more laser focused.
Okay.
How many of these have you had the opportunity to review and give a position from an HR standpoint, A, about the market comparisons and that you agree?
85% of them.
Okay. All right. Of the 15% that didn't, are they the higher numbers?
Yes.
Okay. Clerk, has that been your experience also on these requests? Were you guys involved in any of it, or were you just notified?
I would say, I mean, from a personal standpoint, Chairman, notified, I mean, brought into the loop on some of the at least early thoughts of the People's Day budget. I don't know if Controller Wilmot might have more insight in personal conversations with departments, but yeah, okay. nothing too granular for me.
Okay.
Chairman, Commissioners, I would say some of these, there was just, you know, there were some questions on, you know, maybe budgetary items or what would adjusting something maybe look like here and there. For some of these, you know, I've spoke with either, you know, EOs, DAs, or other people involved in the budgetary process for some of these as well. I wouldn't say all of them, because, you know, a few of these are what I would just determine more, you know, cut and dry, like one or two things here and there. But yeah, just more from like a budgetary standpoint, I would say they've just had discussions on like how it would fit in their budget or, you know, prior budgets. But
okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think we should go back to new positions, go through the ones that we're comfortable in making a call
okay.
on right now.
Okay.
And some of these, I still need to go back and review a couple more request documents. So I don't know if that means we have to recess once we're done and continue the meeting later or have another one. I mean,
what would be helpful for you?
Well, I have suggestions on how we do this next time. As far, but that doesn't really help us right now. I mean, having, I guess going forward in the future when we have new position requests, just have those as a standalone document. So they're all in one place. So you can see the rationale given by the officer department that's making the, because right now I'm trying to go back through each file and find it without having what the issue that I just had, having the wrong version open. So with the list, I can go through, like right now what I'm comfortable in saying. So like for the sheriff's office, the corporal and two jail techs, I'm comfortable with that right now.
Okay.
County agent, both fair positions, and the treasurer's temporary position, I'm okay with right now.
Okay.
I'm open to what you have to say, but I need to go back and read the documentation on the reappraisal ones. But I think I'm going to be okay with those as well. We can't. Part of this is we're at the mercy of where the development is happening, and that being the vast majority of it being in the cities.
Yeah.
We're, I guess, voluntold that we're going to have to keep track of all of the new parcels that they're adding.
Right.
So I'll just say keep those for now.
Okay with misdemeanor probation officer also. I think that was a persuasive argument.
Okay. And don't think we have anybody. No, we don't. From the public. I guess if anybody's bored enough to go back and listen to this for the public, this is what, our fourth budget?
Yeah.
So last year we added, I think, one, maybe two positions. Historically, we've been pretty low, and we knew this year we were going to have to do something different. We can't. We're a service organization, and it's really hard to provide services without people and growing the way that we are. So anybody that wants to look at it and say, oh, you're growing government, you're growing the size and scope and the budget and whatnot, there's a multitude of different ways to look at it, but we can have really awesome service and it'd be really expensive, or we can have really crappy service and it'd be really cheap, or do what we've been trying to do is find a happy medium where I guess most people are happy with the amount of money that's being paid and the service that's being provided in return for that. So I guess that's my warm-up speech for the actual adoption meeting. Where are we at? The PAs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm good with both of those, but on the public affairs one, I wouldn't want it to start anytime sooner than February.
Okay.
Again, the county's growing, and I've heard a lot over the last year of just how much civil's been inundated and sometimes how long it is to get through stuff just because of the vast amount of it. So, and I don't know, maybe that's another one that potentially is not funded the entire year, because we already have one vacancy right now. I don't even know if we have to replace PA Wesley. So yeah, so that might be another February.
It could be another February one for sure. I guess have the clerk make a note there. It might be a negotiation there. I think Fleet made a good presentation that they can compensate for the 106 to a large degree of that cost by the savings that we can have by having that employee. Housekeeping to me is a foregone conclusion just because of the square footage that we've brought online in the last 30 days.
I would agree. It
takes that. DSD code enforcement is a need. We've increased in the last 3 years in just of the value that's come on the tax rolls is probably over, what is it, 3 times 3, so it's about $9.5 billion increase. That represents homes, that represents businesses, that represents industry. I don't remember the number of recorded parcels, but I think that they were under 100,000 and we're over 108,000 today. So that's real services that people need to have. I guess the point that I'm making is that we are not even going up in structure proportionally to the growth that we're experiencing. So we are trying to be extremely fiscally responsible. And this is the year that we're going to have to do some catch up on full-time positions. All right. You have any comment on DSD or?
Mr. Chairman, those were two of the ones that I needed to look at more.
Okay.
But if you're in the... Okay, the controller's going to preempt me on that one, all right. That's all right. This isn't the final one anyways. I mean, we could.
Right.
We can always undo it. Or add more.
Okay. Amy, any comments from clerks?
Just circling back up, I know you talked about the housekeepers, but what did you have your thoughts on that maintenance tech position for facilities as well?
Except for facilities or the fair?
Well, there is.
There's two of them.
There's two separate ones. There's a fair one and then a facilities one.
It is something you could go back and listen to. Director Britton, he did say that if the fair got their maintenance tech, he could let go of his request for the maintenance tech for this fiscal year.
I'm on board with that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
At least for now.
So let's put that in. Let's strike facilities maintenance tech and leave in the fair maintenance tech.
Okay.
For the public, if you don't believe what I'm going to say, then you just call up a furnace and air conditioning guy and see what the cost is going to be. But for us to pay that wage compared to calling whoever is available on HVAC to fix our systems, far cheaper for us to have a full-time employee doing it than to be at the mercy of the open market to have it done. No comparison. And we're trying to be good stewards with our money. And I'm convinced beyond a reasonable doubt at that position saves us a potential liability that is real and would be money spent far in proportion to the wage.
And then just circling back.
Yes.
For
okay.
Emergency management planning position. I don't know if we touched on that.
I think that is a potential one that we could start in the middle of the year. Some of those grants do not coincide with our fiscal year at all. And maybe it's something that we can have a discussion with the sheriff in between and see if there's some moderation on that rather than going in fully funded.
Okay.
You concur or you?
I can go with that with a further discussion, possibly mid-year.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are we done with that part?
Yes.
For now.
For now?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. All right. Where would we like to go to next?
I'm just going to start out, Mr. Chairman. The more and more I look at this, the more we cannot, in my opinion, have a different compensation plan for each office and department. The checks are drawn from the same account. And if we get to the point where each office and department is doing its own thing, we're going to have competing interests within our own entity. And I don't know how you manage that. I don't know how you survive that. At some level, I appreciate the amount of work that went into it. And maybe at some level, my thoughts are better directly with anyone that has a desire to hear my further opinion off the air. But I think wholesale, we can't do a lot of this that's been requested as far as compensation plans for each individual office and department.
I agree with your sentiment. I think that we had we have the potential to go down the road to create several different kingdoms. And as an illustration, say that you have secretarial. And they're literally doing the same thing, except they're doing it for whoever in this department compared to that department. And why is one worth $10,000 more than the other one? And that's what we have the potential to roller skate off that ledge on some of these proposals. And this commissioner agrees with Commissioner Brooks that comes out of the same pot of money. And that secretary could choose to go over to this department or this elected office and work for them. And they're doing virtually the same thing. They cannot be worth magically $10,000 more a year. I'm not going to entertain getting into that legal defense. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. Perhaps some other future commissioner could get elected who wants to do that, but this one doesn't. So that's where I'm at. And I'll be making future decisions in trying to get this draft budget to that point. Where would you like to go from here?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess looking at the, I'm going to skip the market one for a moment since we're on this theme with the compensation. Between field services and security services, those ones we've pretty much already agreed to, right? Which ones have we not of that list? Are the rest of them?
Oh, on this list?
On the list, yeah.
The departments.
Mm-hmm.
All is
just the compensation column.
Well, the comp and market, all of those are up in the air. Oh, sorry, and waterways is inside with that as well. But all the other items under comp and market, those are all outside of those three entities. They're all, like you said, basically still kind of up for discussion. We'll add, Commissioner Brooks, that some of those some of the requests under the comp column, they're also just market adjustments.
Oh, so the two are kind of combined?
Yes. So I guess it's not as cut and dry as probably you were looking for with that.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, that's going to kind of go back to what I said earlier. If we're going to have to continue this, or just have another meeting where we can better separate out what, I mean, some of this is going to get pretty granular based on the PCN.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess we don't have a list by PCN. What the adjustments are, or is it?
Yes. So in the third tab, there's an itemization of PCN slash position, if we could quantify it. But as you can tell, the list is
not short.
Correct. And so this list, this list is everything outside of the sheriff's office comp stuff that we'd already discussed.
Okay.
So as you were discussing earlier, Commissioner Brooks, for some of those comp columns that have both market and comp stuff in there, all those positions from where we could itemize out are itemized out here.
Mr. Chairman, how do you want to do this? I mean, save all three of us creating, you know, going through a list, and maybe that's what it's going to have to be. We go through a list and make a determination and then come back here and put it on the record, what each one has come up with.
That's a potential possibility. Kyle, can you go down to line 44 and do a root mean square and throw out the highest and throw out the lowest and give me a number? I'm very curious.
What was that?
Go to 44, line 44 on the left-hand side, and take the 999 and throw out the highest number and the lowest number and give me a root mean square of that.
Sorry, Chairman.
Or just give me an average of all of the
average of
yeah.
all of the requests, the increases.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Looks like it's about just a smidge over 7,000.
7,000
loaded.
A position loaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that includes all the main county, but there is also the like landfill and pest, which is,
I see,
that is also included there. And those, if you include those, that'll probably bring the average down. Yeah, it brings the average down to 6,200 for the whole county.
Okay. All right, I was just curious. So would you like to reconvene and get into the granular of that, or?
Yeah, to make it somewhat educated decision on it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if there were only a few on there, I mean, I have some of them that I've kept track of as we've gone through, but some more have to be compiled.
Okay.
I would say as well to your original question, the high and the low singular values are 24,000 and the low is about $850. So
yeah.
There's obviously a large swath of everything
yeah.
between there.
Chairman.
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks, we can talk with HR and perhaps in the future budgets, we can maybe put together like a booklet that would have new positions and each position listed out with rationale next to each, larger, you know, market adjustments, things like that, all listed out in some sort of booklet. So when we get to this point in the budget, you guys could just have a book that we could just kind of go line by line. You'd have the rationale, you know, what or data that maybe we think is useful included in there.
Okay.
Maybe that would be useful. We can kind of brainstorm with HR and come up with a better way to present this information for you guys in the future.
I guess what's kind of confusing too in the process is we have some offices and departments asking for reclass of titles for positions. So then in their documentation, are they using what they want it to be? Or are they using what it currently is?
And I will also add on the itemized list. It's a little nuanced because sometimes there's like a group of positions and I just took it and averaged it out to all of them. So obviously it'll, the total will still be the same, but one position might be two and one might be kind of a little bit more just depending on where that is. It could be varied or it could be just the same across for everyone. But I would say that is very limited in where that happens on this sheet.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to go through the ones, the limited ones. I have the information right in front of me.
Let's do what we can get done.
Okay. So I'm on board with what was presented for the coroner's office.
Okay.
And that was an actual reclassification, correct?
Correct. Reclassifying the deputy coroner position from a grade 12 to a grade 13.
And they came in and worked with you on that?
Yes, she did.
All right. Okay.
And another one I have in front of me is for reappraisal. What I have checkmarked here is, was there seven positions total?
Yes.
Trying to get.
So where is it? I'm trying to find your list. So the only one that I couldn't do right now is PCN 583.
Okay. All right. What else?
Commissioner Brooks, can the controller mark that you want to keep the others in reappraisal?
Or are you waiting to figure out more on
those? No, I'm good with the other one. That was the only one that I can't support.
Sorry. Misunderstood. Weird.
Okay.
Thanks, Marty.
I had the same question.
Brendan. Did HR have
sorry, I'm not very clear.
To review all of that?
Yes.
Okay. And you support the premise? Okay.
For the TCA, I support the request for the staff attorney. Now, granted, the former TCA came in and made a big request, and I respect that for her people, but some of these requests would put them at a level that it would not make sense to continue doing business the way that we're doing it right now. Like, we would have to wholesale change what's going on. So I can't support that. Or it would push us further to doing some of those wholesale changes that we discussed a couple of years ago. And with everything else we have going on, we're not in a position, in my opinion, to move forward with some of those changes at this time, if we don't have to.
So you're advocating, so I get it clear in my head, PCN 271,
correct.
You're good with that, but the others you're going to defer for this year.
Wherever it went.
The other three lines.
The one line is made up of a number of temp and part-time positions, and the other two are full-time positions.
I agree.
So you're removing those three line items, commissioners.
Yep. couldn't find it. Sorry.
So question just below that, the 993 maintenance tech, is that the same one, or is that yet another distinct one than what we talked about earlier between the fair?
Yeah, it should be a current position that already is in the facilities department.
It's a distinct position.
Yeah. It's a distinct position.
Market adjustment.
Okay. And the tech line, that is not a distinct position, or why do we have it entered in like that?
That was just me trying to parse out information I could snag at the time.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Marty, had you reviewed those?
I've reviewed everything in facilities, but I don't remember it off the top of
right.
my brain. If those that are missing the PCN numbers, if what those actually pertain to, I'd have to go back and look, so I'm not comfortable saying.
Okay. Well, in his presentation, he did go through almost all of the specific ones, so.
Yeah, he did, and I'm pretty sure there were titles in there.
I just can't remember them off the top of my head, honestly.
Are you okay with going with facilities and weed as presented, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's let that go. Well, we just as well continue up the list unless you have a new one. Because I was wanting to go on up to juvenile probation. Looks like that's what you have on the screen.
I'll follow wherever you're going, Mr. Chairman, and try to
you're in deep trouble.
Keep up.
So we only have one in fleet. And was that just a...
That one is a necessary one, in my opinion. I don't know the PCN, but I know what this is. And
it's a market adjustment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then juvenile.
Does that include going to exam?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I'm in support of that one.
Okay. And then juvenile probation, I thought that they made a viable presentation that substantiated the need.
Well, again, Mr. Chairman, we're required to provide the service, and we're having a hard time keeping people in the seats to provide the service.
Yeah. All right.
It's not exactly the most glamorous position.
Very difficult work, yes. All right. HR, I thought that was a logical request.
Yes, I worked with Jose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. IT? Did you review those?
I did.
Okay. And they came down from their initial discussions. I don't know that their initial one was supported with documentation, but where they've landed at, it seemed logical to me.
Mr. Chairman, I remember there was one, at least title change, that I couldn't get on board with, but I don't.
Well, we can wait on that till you can look that up.
Okay.
And juvenile detention, you reviewed that one also, correct?
Yes.
Okay. okay with juvenile detention, or do you need more information?
No, Mr. Chairman, sorry. I was still in juvenile probation. Juvenile detention, yes, I'm on board with that one.
Okay. Is auditing supervisor just a market adjustment, or okay? Has to do with some historical employees exiting stage left, okay, which they're totally allowed to do, retire, so. Okay, all right. Treasurer, did you review those in HR?
I did.
Okay. And are they market adjustments, or what are we doing there?
They are market adjustment requests from the treasurer, yes.
Okay.
There is some reclassification also requested there, and different title changes for a senior financial specialist is a new title.
You had the time to review that?
Somewhat, Mr. Chairman. I think there's enough change in there that we should come back to that one at a different time.
Okay, let's hold on that.
Hold on the treasurer's office.
Yes. Coroners, we already went through.
You're taking the same approach with IT as well. Would you like to speak?
Yeah, let's hold.
Mr. Chairman, I actually just
found it.
Found my notes.
Okay.
So I can support three of the four. The line 26, I can't, and
okay.
I don't really want to put my justification for it on the record, but if I have to, I will.
No, I'm fine with that. So we support all but line 26. Okay. And prepared to talk about security services at the top?
No, just because I want to see Lieutenant Flores come back.
Life in the fast lane. Okay. All right.
It's not the real reason, but.
So we'll discuss those later.
Yeah. Yeah. We can discuss those later. You wanting to discuss PA later?
I think he had probably most requests. Let me find it. I'm a definite yes to the criminal legal assistant positions. Can't support the wholesale 2.5% to the office, and most other requests.
Question. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kyle, is the number on there the requested amount from the PA plus the 2.5% of which they requested, or is that just the blank amount which they requested per PCM?
Yeah, so we just took that spreadsheet, and from what I understood, the ones had market adjustments. There was and then there was some that just had the 2.5%. I think they were I understood the spreadsheet as either or sorry. Maybe I misunderstood that, but
I don't know the spreadsheet up.
Oh.
By heart, I just didn't know what number you had chosen.
So the number that was in here was what was on the most recent spreadsheet that was provided in the last budget meeting at the PA's office.
So all we have so far is this, the legal assistant criminal, and we're needing to check on more data on the other.
Yeah, would you like just to have further discussion on all the other positions?
Yeah.
Commissioners, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What is the DSD with the question mark? You just didn't have the data on that?
I couldn't recall what the position
was
for that, so that's just why I put the question marks.
Okay. So we'll need to get more data on that one.
So yeah, I guess apologies to the director and deputy director there.
I can't remember either.
Okay. Do you want to go down to landfill?
Oh, I know. I actually know what DSD is now.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. It is the code enforcement group.
So oh, okay.
It is the supervisor reclass and the current officers.
Okay. I guess did you have an opportunity to review that? What little I've looked at it, I have more questions than I have answers to. So, do you want that number left in, and we'll have to have more data before they proceed, or how would you like to do that?
They were basically requesting a like a 1, 2, and 3, right?
A 1 and a 2 as it relates to code officers, and they're requesting a reclass for the supervisor.
Were you involved with it? I mean, is this?
I reviewed the documents they gave me. I wasn't involved from the beginning.
Okay. So I have caution with that. So I would rather that you agree with the foundation of it than being careful what you say about the product at the end. So we can review that further. All right.
Did you want to go to landfill next?
We did reappraisal. Are you okay with motor vehicle?
That was the one that was wholesale 11 to 12s, right? Grade 11s to grade 12s. Requesting. Okay, I have the sheet in front of me. I guess I can read it. Mr. Chairman, I don't know how we made, I don't know how we do this one.
Well, we can defer it to a second workshop and go through it again with them.
Okay. I mean,
okay.
And my biggest question written on here is what are the justifications for the grade changes? Because that's part of it, Mr. Chairman. Not only do we have requests for basically individual compensation plans by officer department. Requests are coming in to change what I would deem very like positions across the county and to have like positions in different grades receiving different wages. That's problematic in my opinion. So
Did you get a chance to review any of this, or?
I've reviewed everything from the assessor just recently. I received documentation from the assessor regarding what they would use as the criteria in the motor vehicle department to move from 1 to 2 to 3. And I'm in the process of reviewing. I'm not done.
Okay. So let's hold and make sure that HR can determine whether it impacts the rest of the county or not.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to go to landfill?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Commissioners, I will just circling back. Obviously, we got, like you said, there's information flowing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to add for the PA's legal assistance, some of them were a market adjustment and some of them were their 2.5% thing, and going back and looking at their spreadsheet that they provided. So I didn't know if you wanted to look at those further.
Oh, yeah.
And just do the PA's office as a whole.
I'm not interested in playing that game.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't do 2.5 if it's in a grade that...
That doesn't match what we proposed earlier.
So I can just keep all those for further discussion.
Yeah.
Some of them are market adjustments, but some of them are not.
Yep, so that...
Well, and I guess that's a good catch, because some of those I was concerned that they could possibly be in a grade that we initially threw out might receive a 3.5.
Yeah, and then that, you know, there's a discussion if you're doing that, you know, one of the other thing that I think the county did a couple of years ago, if you get this over here, then you're left out of this.
Sure.
Right. We did that in FY25?
Yeah.
What's that?
We did that in FY25 on market adjustments, because we did a COLA also in FY25. So you did multiple market adjustments in that year as well. If the market adjustment far exceeded the COLA, then you only got the market adjustment.
Okay.
And that's what I would propose. That's my thinking for this year also. Nothing's changed about that.
Well, like you said, we can just change all of those back to further. So
If you could, please. Thank you.
And I guess to make it easier, you can do pest next, because there's two positions for pest.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Before you hadn't decided what you wanted with the landfill, but.
Where are the pests at?
You're down here at the bottom.
Yeah. As a reminder, those positions for pests are for the what used to be considered specialty pay, but as they get their certificates, additional money is added on to their dollar per
right.
hour.
Right.
So that is the annual amount for those two positions based on certificate achievement to be able to do the job required in weed and pest.
Right. So I don't have any heartache with them, because I understand the program and they have to be certified to be able to be applicators for us. So I'm good with the pests. You too?
Yeah, I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thanks for catching that. Kyle, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I just figured you could get that one completed.
So, Marty, did landfill come in and meet with you and go through any of this?
They did.
They did? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I guess they are the exception. Well, I guess in a way it comes out of the same pot of money, but I think Mike should... The director's chagrin, he provided several bullet point reasons for not going along with this program that he has presented. And although they did do a lot of work on it, I think his reasons for not doing it are substantial and outweigh his reasons for going along with it. even though he is the money-making entity. Again, I think it would create, I would think it would create the, just a field for competition within the county. And typically I would say competition's great, but if we're going to look at this strictly based on who's bringing in revenue and who's not, who can afford what based on their, it's not a level playing field, and we can't keep it consistent within the county. So I'm, it looks great, but I can't get on board with it.
At this point, neither can I. I'm going to have way more information. As an example, we had one, if not two, people that were from this campus who chose to go work for them at, down at the landfill site, and they just transferred from here to there, and they stayed within the tiers that they were being paid for. And what you are taking off on this proposed plan is that wouldn't be true anymore. So until you can show me a plan that makes sense to me, I'm very apprehensive to buy off on this at all. So I think they'd be available for the increase in compensation that we, the percentages that we talked about, and that's it at the moment until I can be persuaded otherwise. So, you good with that removal?
Yeah.
Okay. And they haven't come to you for any market research for market adjustments?
Okay. No.
Okay. So they're always welcome to do that and see if there's a need or a change that needs to be looked at.
Mr. Chairman, I'll say holistically, part of the problem with this is we have a compensation structure with grades and steps in grade, and I'm not an HR professional. I went with the HR professionals that we had at the time when they presented it. They're no longer here. We have a new one. And to my knowledge, they didn't leave a single shred of documentation of how they determined what we approved and put in place, which on multiple different levels is very problematic. And we've put in this budget, a request from the HR director to have a third party from outside just reevaluate if that was a good decision on our part to go along with that, if it was a poor decision, what that should be, and maybe Director Danner wants to speak more to it. But some of my decisions to not support something is heavily predicated on that. I don't know whether I'm coming or I'm going, and I want to wait and see what some third party tells us that that does this for a living.
I concur with what you're saying. I really do.
I just want to add that we have the system we have today is what we have. So as we move into FY27, we do have to work within that constraints of the system to keep things consistent, equitable, and fair. And if the if approved and the audit comes back that gives us that we need to make some changes, then we'll have to create a plan onto what those system implementation looks like to actually create those changes if the board approves to move forward with that. So we have the compensation system set up that we have today, and as we move into this budget system, we do have to work within the constraints of that to keep things equitable, fair, and consistent.
I think we got through the list for this part. Is that true? One more.
Two. They didn't do the auditing supervisor either.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought we did.
Okay.
Perhaps I did. Kyle, did I?
Yes, looks like you did. It looks like
it's a keep.
Okay.
the HR position was one that was.
29, Chairman.
29? Yeah, I was in favor of that. Commissioner Brooks, were you?
Mr. Chairman, I honestly do not remember.
Do you want to hold that till you have a chance to review that?
Or is your HR director sitting there? I guess you could make the pitch.
PCN number? What is the PCN number? PCN 529. She's been really instrumental in helping. She was instrumental in the implementation of Dayforce, and she has taken on a lot of added responsibility in the HR department. But it's fine for further discussion.
Okay, let's do that.
With the budget, please take all the time.
Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll come back to that. All right.
Chairman, yes. would you like a volume 6 of this document that includes
yep.
notes that we put in today?
Yep.
If I said pretty please, would you be offended?
No.
Good. Yes. Pretty. Yes.
Yeah, we will do that.
Thank you.
Six.
All right. Okay. All right.
As far as reconvening, Chairman, are we interested in doing that later this afternoon, or did we want to circle back on Thursday?
Well, I want to reconvene like having a root canal, but I don't want to leave everything till Thursday and Friday to be ready to do it on Tuesday. So, you all up to it?
I'm not available at 3.
So we'd have.
I have a scheduled meeting at 3. I can't
okay.
miss.
We could meet back at, we could go from, would it give you enough time if we met at 2 to get back to where you need to be at 3?
Oh, yes, I'm just going to HR office, it's fine.
Okay, is that okay, or you want it earlier than 2?
That's fine, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Alrighty. You have anything else that you want to look at in this session? We're already 3 minutes.
No, over. We're.
Okay.
We're good.
I may make a motion that we continue this at 2 o'clock, and we'll probably not go any past 3 on that, and I'd make that motion.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, let's consider ourselves recessed till 2 o'clock, and we'll pick it back up. Thank you.